Master the metaphorical world. Everything is a metaphor. This is a literal scientific truth, one I learned by watching a lecture on the Higgs boson, 12 30-minute lectures. The guy was a physicist who had written a bunch of books. So what does this mean that everything is a metaphor? Everything is made up of waves. Matter is made up of molecules. Molecules are made up of atoms. Atoms are made up of subatomic particles. And those subatomic particles aren't really things. For example, there are tangible nouns and intangible nouns. The way to check to see if you can put it in a wheelbarrow, take the sentence, I enjoy love, for example. The subject is I. The verb is enjoy. The object or noun is love. But can you put love in a wheelbarrow? No, you cannot. So love is an intangible noun. It is a metaphor. Particles are similar. They are waveforms with a very short, compact form. Imagine if you dropped a book in an otherwise quiet library. The short burst of sound energy travels through the library. It's gone as soon as it shows up. This is essentially the same kind of wave energy that makes up what we call particles. But because sound waves traveling through libraries are common and we sort of know how sound works, it doesn't seem so metaphysical. It would sound very goofy to call the short compact waveform a sound particle, but that's exactly what particles are. Metaphors for highly compact energy waves. Now what the heck does this mean? Consider the word love. Another metaphor. Or consider something as simple as communication. You speak, they listen. You speak, they listen, and they agree to go home with you. This is an extremely complicated process. Nobody really even knows how words are generated from thoughts. Sure, they sort of know which parts the brain light up when we are speaking and talking about various things. But beyond that, it's a mystery. So not only literally and physically is everything a metaphor, but most of how we describe our daily lives is through metaphors. We have tons of metaphors built into our language. This can be used fantastically, or this can be used haphazardly and frustratingly. One way to think about this is through the idea of maps of the world. The metaphors we use, the metaphors we like, are highly related to our own personal subjective map of the world. And if you speak to others through their map of the world, you'll have much, much more success, no matter what your outcome is. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.